AHEC and HOOS have been big on the news these days, but what do these acronyms actually mean? What kind of epidemic is running rampant in our kitchens? We interviewed Dr. Baumecker from the Marburg University about AHEC.
AHEC is a hemolytic uremic syndrome called HUS, or bloody diarrhea, which can lead to kidney failure. It is a complication of an infection by particular Escherichia coli bacteria, also known as enterohemorrhagic E. coli, which can cause hemorrhagic colitis. While most E. coli bacteria are harmless, the AHEC group can produce toxins, known as Shiger toxins or verotoxins, which damage blood cells and the kidneys.
The first cases were located in northern Germany, which still reports most of the AHEC cases. On June 2nd, a cantina in Hesse had to be shut down after 10 canteen workers had been infected with the bacterium. The cases have been blamed on raw produce from Spain, specifically cucumbers, lettuce and tomatoes in the beginning. But Spanish authorities have tested their produce and said they have found no evidence of the E. coli bacteria. Sprouts from an organic farm in Germany were also implicated at one point, but further investigation appears to have ruled them out. The German health minister says new E. coli infections from a deadly outbreak are dropping significantly and the worst of the illness is over. Even though Daniel Barr said he was cautiously optimistic the outbreak has peaked, he warned that more deaths were expected as new cases emerged each day. According to the Robert Koch Institute, by June 9th, at least 26 deaths in Germany can be connected to AHEC. The RKI reports 722 HOOS and 2,086 AHEC infections up to now. We asked the man on the street what he thought about the AHEC scare.
Good morning. In the course of the current AHEC situation, how did your eating habits change over the last few weeks?
Yeah, well, at first I didn't have any doubts about the whole situation. I thought that the threat was dramatized by the mass media, but after a few days when I heard about the first deaths and the rising number of fresh infections, I kinda got scared. Well, I started to cook all my food and I ate less vegetables. I mean, there's been a few deaths case and I'm more concerned about my children than myself. That is why I started to have a close look at where the tomatoes and salad, actually all kind of vegetable came from and when I did my shopping.
Okay, thanks. What effect does the media have on consumers? What do you think?
I think it has a tremendous effect. If you hear about the number of reported deaths and development of the crisis in every channel and in the papers, you can't help. Without the media terrorizing the citizens, there would be few problems for everyone.
Thank you very much.
AHEC has been a big strain on farmers all across Europe. Here's an interview with a farmer from Spain.
We asked the farmer Antonio Lavao about the impact of the crisis on his economic stand.
The impact has been terrible. We have been completely destroyed. We have no sales and no customers at all in the whole Europe. Our name in fruit has been damaged for, I don't know, forever. Nobody wants to buy from us anything. Today we are a bit open market. Somebody in some country telling us, we support you, we believe in you, we want to buy your products, etc. From today we are receiving some optimistic situation, but the damage they have made to us is terrible. You know, we are a small company. We are being very, very damaged.
So, have you had to destroy all of the produce that you have got?
Of course, we have to destroy all the products here at our truck house, all the products at the whole lot of growers. Because not only the cucumbers have been affected, cucumbers, melons, pepper, watermelons, aubergine, everything, everything. And the whole product we had with our customers in Germany, in France, in Sweden, everywhere. All the products for the last 2 weeks that they get there, still selling, have been destroyed. The impact for us has been terrible.
Tasks for you. Task 1. Compare how your eating habits have changed in comparison to the speaker in the interview. Task 2. When did you first hear about AHEC and what was your first impression?